I am recording.
Mine looks excellent. Excellent!
Be excellent to each other. I'm going to make Cho eat these hot dogs. That's what I'm doing right now. Greetings, True Believers, and welcome to the 73rd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the only one, Nelson is Craig, with me, as always, Sneaky Beat 15, KS72, Ian, Ray, the Puzzle Warriors. How it goes?
I am tired, but well, thank you.
Ick, benign, excellent so far. How about you?
Yeah, kind of tired. Long car rides.
Right? Those midweek vacations really take it out of you, poor guys.
Brutal. I'm going to need the weekend to come up so I can recover from vacation. Good time, though. I can tell Ian the story. So, Ian, I'm playing PyGal.
Sounds like something you would do.
At the Trop, right?
Also sounds familiar.
Two days in a row, the same guy sits beside me.
Right.
Very funny guy. His name is Chen Wen, right?
Sure.
And we're playing, and he's talking, blah, blah. The second day, near the end of the day, he says, look, I get it. There's supposed to be weather coming in. I got to drive back to Long Island tonight, so I'm leaving. I'll see you guys later. We're like, all right, great. See you later. It was fun playing with you. He leaves. We go. We get dinner. We do stuff. We decide, hey, we're going to get down to Bally's. We're going to play in the poker tournament at the Wild West. So we get in the cab. We get down to Bally's. We have like an hour to kill. We decide we're going to go over and play PyGal at Bally's. Sit down, play a few hands. Who comes walking up? Chen Wen. I said, hey, I thought you were driving back to Long Island. He's like, yeah, I haven't left yet.
Yeah, I was just trying to ditch you nerds.
apparently he works on a boat. Like, he's like, oh, what? I'll be out of the ocean for a few weeks. So I don't want to lose any of my gambling time. So I'm trying to get it all in. Before I'm at sea for a few weeks.
Gotta maximize my PyGal time because I am a sea captain. Fantastic.
So it was just a funny story, but he was a cool guy.
You guys are just magnets for random characters.
Hey, speaking of random characters, we ran into the Noble Browncoat. Well, in a completely non-random way because we told him where to meet us.
Sounds like a happenstance meetup.
So shout out
to the noblest of brown coats.
Yeah, shout out to him. We got to the Cuba Libre. We had some cocktails. We talked about Puzzle Quest and some other things.
Did he play any PyGal?
He did not. We just had cocktails.
I retract our well wishes.
Yeah. And what else did we do? Right? We went and saw Rogue One in IMAX 3D.
Oh, man.
That was nice. It was a good time. Movie's still good.
Yeah, someday.
And so that was like the vacation boiled into a nutshell.
Mm.
With a lot that more sounds... poker and PyGal.
Yeah. But really right. Horrible poker tournament for me and Ray. It was not good. Lasted about 2 hours. I think I was out at 9 o'clock for the 7 p.m. tournament. Didn't go well. Anywho, so this is the week of January 11th through the 18th of 2017. This week's events, your Deadpool dailies. Today, Green Blade. Thursday, Yellow Patch. Friday, Green Torch. Saturday, Black Colossus. Sunday, Black Cyclops. Monday, Black Hood. Tuesday, Green Doc Ock. And Wednesday is Green Lazy Thor. On the 5-day, 4-star crash! Yeah, of the Titans. On the 7th was the Ghost Rider. Right? Am I making this up? That sounds like something.
That is correct.
How did it go?
My Ghost Rider is broken, so it went poorly.
Oh, no.
Oh. Still no black?
Yep. He is still a 4-2-0.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ghost Rider with no penance
staff. Yeah, you just can't take out Galactus with burn rubber tiles.
Yeah, you got to have penance there.
Yeah. Fortunately, my Ghost Rider does very well. I almost championed him a while back, but then didn't. But in any case, his black is enough to do the job, so...
Yeah, I have nice. 5 points of penance there, so that was all it took. Bye-bye, Galactus. Coming up next, on the 12th, is going to be Star-Lord. The newly revamped Star-Lord.
Right.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to be able to win that one. What do I got my Star-Lord at? He's Not champion, but he's fully covered.
That sounds good.
Mine's at level 209, so I should be able to win that one.
For sure.
What you got?
I also have him at level 209, but at a 5-3-2. So I won't have the big punches that I would like. So I don't know. I don't know who he goes against.
I don't remember.
Just don't remember.
I plan on losing. I have him at, again, something like 4-1-0. So there will be absolutely no punches. Only one level of make things cheaper and four levels of pink sucker punch. Yeah. All right.
Still purple.
Purple, sorry.
And then...
I lied, I'm not sorry!
Oh, you should be.
Take it back, it's pink.
Sorry, okay?
Sorry.
Then coming up on the 17th is the croissant thrower himself, Moon Knight and his croissants.
Poor Moon Knight and your nonstop sass. He is an excellent character. You should be able to demolish whoever he's up against, because that's all you get. It's Moon Knight covers, and I resent you for it.
Yeah, but unfortunately, all I get are black Moon Knight covers.
That's a good power.
But I've had it at 5 for months.
That doesn't diminish the quality of that power.
Right.
I have him at 5-3-2. He's level 70. So I'll dump some ISO into him, and then I should be able to give that a go. And I'll take somebody out with my Fist of Kong Shu.
I'm going to ignore that. I've got him at 114, so his... That 4, it's less random when you only have one opponent.
Right.
I'm thinking it'll be pretty good.
Yeah, you can dump a lot of green into that. I think I'm going to lose. I think I have him at something unplayable, like 0-0-2 or something of that nature.
Okie doke.
I thought you had more than that. Okay.
I don't know. I don't have the game up, and I don't have Sigma Blade's chart up, so I'm just going to have to assume until later. I will...
No,
I will clue you in.
I am in your alliance, so you do have 0-0-2.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, not nice, but good job, brain.
Yeah. Your story events, Dark Avengers Heroic is running right now. That will get you 2 Human Torches and the brand new Carol in Progression Land.
Mm.
And placement rewards are Professor X and Sentry. Did everybody get a Carol from the previous event?
So we'll talk
about it later, but...
No.
I got a Carol. It was exciting.
No. Were they giving out Carols in Deadpool Daily?
No.
Then I didn't try.
So I've gotten 2 Carol covers. So
you would. Yeah. You're ambitious, hardworking.
Next story up is Rocket and Groot. Again, Sentry and Professor X. More on Sentry later. And your rewards in placement are Invisible Woman and the Black Panther. Right now we're in between seasons. But I found this funny because, Ian, guess what next season is?
What have we done? Time and reality?
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Power.
No, it's the Soul Jam season. That's coming up next. For right now, for the in-between events that I could care less about, you got Combined Arms, which is your 2, all right, it's your 4-star, your 3-star, and your OBW.
Yeah.
Because that seems to be everybody's team.
It only costs 5, Craig. It's a bargain. It's an out-of-control bargain. All versions of her are an out-of-control bargain. 15 to fire off sniper rifle? That means 2 sniper rifles if you get it all the way up to 30. You can never fire 2 sniper rifles when it's at 19. It's impossible. Can't be done. Bargains. I'm sure it could be done with people making it cheaper, so don't correct me in next week's comments, beloved listeners.
Sentry and Professor X already did that part. Yeah. Wait. Man, I rewound my whole brain back 3 minutes.
Sorry. On the upside.
You get Psylocke and Kate Bishop, though.
You did. You went insane for just a second. But, man, the Soul Train, what a dope show that was.
It was. That show was great. I watched that every week.
Yeah, really.
Solid Gold?
Yeah. I was a Solid Gold, a hee-haw, then Solid Gold, then Soul Train, then Bedtime kind of kid. But, man. They had a lot of top tier acts on that show.
It was good stuff.
That's so my brain hurts. Hee-haw and Soul Train.
Yeah.
Well, when I was a youngster, my parents would pawn me off on my grandparents on the weekend, and my grandma Goff liked to watch Hee-haw, and then Solid Gold came on after that. Soul Train came on after that. And that's just because she wanted a little quiet time to herself, I assume.
Okay.
So I sat through, the first half of that and then lights out for this kid. I have since revisited it. When I was, 5, I didn't realize what I was experiencing. I just thought Hee-Haw was hilarious. and the solid gold dancers were beautiful. That's all I knew.
Yeah. It had Marilyn McCoo. What else did you need? Well, I don't know where we're even at. Oh, from placement, you get Kingpin and Doctor Doom. So there you go. Nefarious Foes is running now. Again, that gets you Doom and Kingpin. And for placement, you can get another brand new Carol and Ragnarok.
So, I realize I don't have the pull on this show like our listeners do. But that segment is ridiculous without the numbers. It's absolutely ludicrous. I hope whoever complained is satisfied. Now that segment went from the worst segment to unlistenable.
Wow.
Yeah, I really like to know. I have to admit, I want to know what number I have to get to.
All right, that's fine. I'll change it back next week.
That is the only reason that I'm excited about the upcoming Rocket and Groot event, because I know the numbers are nice and low and attainable.
Slow and low, that is the tempo.
Yeah. Let it flow.
Let yourself go.
Yeah. When we were talking about it, it sounded great. It was like, yeah, the numbers are too much. Nobody pays it. No, it turns out.
It's just Craig sounding like he's like repeating things. Kingpin, Dr. Doom, Kingpin, Parliament, Big Ben. I can't get left.
I just can't get over there. Man, if only we could get to that channel that's all nothing but cheese. All right, moving on. Hey, as part of the Soul season.
Yes.
The change this time is for 5-star Steve Rogers, the first Avenger.
Yeah, I hear people are down on him.
He was not so great. Now he seems much better. So here's the changes. His yellow power, Earth's Mightiest Heroes, which is like his version of, you know, the Nick Fury summon all my friends power.
Right.
The cost has been reduced by 3.
Ooh.
Much better. It no longer ends the turn.
Ooh.
And yeah. It activates instantly instead of being all countdowns.
Ooh.
How much better could that get?
Not much. That's pretty saucy.
Yeah. Shield Bash now creates a countdown tile that gives the player AP and the team's strongest color when it goes off.
Wow.
For every additional team cap member on the team, you will receive additional AP in that color.
Huh.
However, the cost of the power was increased up to more. I don't know. Actually, don't have it. 11. And its damage has been lowered. Oh, I got the actual numbers here. So Earth's Mightiest Heroes at level 5 costs 10 and lets you summon up yourself a Falcon, a Hawkeye, an Ant-Man, right. And a Scarlet Witch and a Winter Soldier. Shield Bash for 11 red at level, at you know, maxed out, is 7,651 damage and transforms a random basic red tile into a 2-turn red countdown that generates 7 AP in your strongest color. And for every member of Team Cap, you get 2 more. So,
oh, that's outrageous.
So that's nice. The blue is coordinated offensive. Base damage has been increased, but the additional damage done per strike, protect, and attack tile has been lowered. However, it no longer destroys your tiles.
Oh, nice.
And it destroys random AP from the enemy for each friendly strike, protect, and attack tile. So now it also even does denial. So
he's actually made it to 5-star land.
Yeah. So for 7 blue,
that is a bargain.
Deal 3,061 damage for every friendly strike, protect, and attack tile on the board up to a max of 8. Deal an additional 1,225. So add another, 10,000 points of damage there. And destroy 1 AP in a random color of the enemy.
Wacky. That's just gratuitous.
So you can take away 8 of their AP while doing, 10,000 points of damage to them.
Yeah, it's just twisting the knife. I feel like that you know, when they get the feedback on the characters and one of them, like him, is just continuously negative, whoever designed him is like, fine, you want a high-powered character? How about this? And they just come at you with everything. Yeah, they just come at you with everything they got. Because I don't think, other than maybe one guy in particular who we may or may not talk about later, every other, like, retool of a character has been just ferocious.
Yeah.
assuming it's in that direction. I mean, when they've wanted to nerf someone, clearly they've been brutal in that direction as well. But
so good times for coming up for Steve.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Loads of changes here. 117's got changes pouring out of its ears.
Oh, my goodness. I can't
wait.
So
originally released, Invisible Woman's Force Bubbles, next level text at power level 4 now properly tells you what's going to happen at level 5. So that's nice.
Yeah.
In one that I didn't enjoy, the Dream Warrior's chemical reaction now plays its animation again. the animation that I see, you know, 47,000 times a week.
Yeah, but it's quick.
I'm happy with not seeing it.
It's quick. It is fun. I missed it.
Yeah. I didn't. Oh, I don't miss it. I see it all day. All day.
I hated the fact that you'd get a banner and then things would change. And I'm like, what? Oh, right. Every time. Every single time. That's what my brain did.
Thanos' court death was dealing more damage to allies than expected. So
yeah,
it was. The damage has been reduced. And brand new Carol's, I like the fact that she just came out and she's already got a fix. Her executive decision can no longer be activated via fastball special.
Okay. At least Colossus worked his way in there somehow.
Yeah, as always. And then all the patches, more things. All the more things.
Oh, I can't wait.
So Sonic Boom no longer drains your team up. That's good, because, I guess. Sentry, so now we got the stack of things that kind of all go together. Sentry's World Rupture and Supernova no longer damage him.
What?
He is immune to his own damage.
Oh, so much better suddenly.
Yeah, he's more like Thanos now.
Yeah.
Ragnarok's godlike power no longer damages him.
Ah.
Thor, what do you want to call her? Her smite no longer counts locked tiles when it calculates additional damage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The unbeatable squirrels will convert a locked tile to a basic tile if it's randomly selected by the power. So She-Thor can't use charged tiles, locked tiles,
right.
But Squirrel Girl can convert them.
Cool. Now, just to be certain, because I'm just listening to what you're telling me and I'm not looking at the article that you linked to me.
Uh-huh.
Did you actually take the time in your mind to convert the words furry friends into squirrel, squirrel, squirrels, or does the article actually say squirrel, squirrel, squirrels?
It's weird. It actually says squirrel, squirrel, squirrels.
I don't believe you for one second. I don't believe that you're...
four lights.
let's see. Mystique shapeshift can no longer be fired if the last enemy is invisible. Well, that's good.
Wait, what?
She can't shapeshift into you if you're invisible, because, you know, she can't see you, I guess.
That's brutal. Yeah. That's hard on Mystique.
She still knows what you look like. She should be able to shapeshift.
Bagman's web slinger now has the correct tense in the sentence for powers level 2 through 5.
Wow. Glad they took care of that.
The countdown created by Gorgon's Awaken the Hand now displays the correct description.
Okay.
And Defender Doombot's power Hubris now displays a banner. And we just got an update from Danger.
Yeah, we'll have to include that as well.
He says, hey, just got posted 10 minutes ago is the 118 patches.
What?
So,
what?
Let me tell you more.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you sitting down? Because we got a new clue. Are you sitting down?
I am, indeed. I don't have the the knee elasticity to stand through a whole show.
this clue is starting to feel haunted.
Doesn't help me at all.
Yeah.
I'm so disconnected.
I'm thinking it's 5-star
Ghost Rider
Scooby-Doo.
Oh.
Him and Shaggy teamed up, you know.
Right.
Obviously, you get to eat Scooby snacks
for
regen health.
For healing. Yeah, absolutely. You get to summon the mystery machine and it drives across the screen and does damage to the entire enemy team.
Sure. And then you have, you know, and you just gotta have a power that switches. Like, it goes from you're scared and it's bad for you, and then you get enough build up, and it flips over to unmasking the villain, and you pull it off, and it's always, you know, oh, old man Mr. Carruthers.
Oh,
you know?
Okay, so it starts out as the creeper,
right.
And ends up as the groundskeeper.
Yes, exactly. So that's what I'm going with. I'm going with 5-star that Scooby-Doo.
Is an excellent and terrible guess all at the same time.
Things he has no involvement at all with Marvel Comics.
Right.
And
I was so distracted by what you just said, I've already forgotten the clue. So it very well may be 5-star Scooby-Doo. Something about haunted? That's all I got from it.
I'm going to go with I hate to say 5-star with this, but the Robbie Ghost Rider with the car.
Oh,
that's what I like.
Yeah, that horribly unpopular character from the TV show that they killed off half a season in. Spoilers.
That's not true.
No, he's not necessarily deceased. He's okay. Ghost Rider's durable. Coulson said so.
Yeah. All right, more things. Hey, powers level correctly increase or decrease the AP cost of the power based on the power level where applicable. So, Fixing all those
so
bugs.
So all the badness or goodness is going to be gone in 118?
Yes.
Okay.
Respecking non-champed characters will properly consume the cover in the player's reward cache, and it will no longer consume command points.
Oh, that's brutal. I didn't even know that was happening.
I didn't either.
Well, who respects a non-champed character? Someone who deserves to be out some command points.
I don't know if they deserve that.
No one does. That's brutal.
Yeah.
All right. Reduces the amount of blank loading screens in the game. Black loading screens.
Yeah.
So that's nice. Smooths out the way XP notifications are displayed.
Okay.
Address some rare cases where the game would crash when launching. Modern Hawkeye's blast arrow now displays the correct description at power level 5.
Cool.
Silver Surfer's cosmic beam now has the correct tense at power level 2. They must have hired a new editor over at Demiurge who read through it and went, oh, come on.
Your tenses are all wrong.
No, no.
Who wrote this? And is English your fourth language? Come on.
No, that was the other guy I was playing PyCal with. This dude who sat down and, you know, properly, you know, started conversing with everyone at the table and the dealers in Mandarin.
Sure. As you do.
Spoke super, you know, good English. Turns out that while from China, he went to, like, you know, PS 214 or something in New York City.
Okay.
But he spoke Mandarin, Cantonese, some weird dialect of Chinese I've never heard of.
Nice.
In English. Real nice guy. Doctor Strange's Eye of Agamotto.
Yeah.
Can only be activated if there's a basic tile on the board. That's a pretty rare circumstance where no basic tiles on the board. I guess if you're playing with
Bullseye,
right?
Yeah.
Blades Bloodlust now plays an animation when it activates.
Ooh.
So look forward to that.
I'm excited.
Throwing croissants can no longer be fired if there's not a valid enemy.
I didn't know that was a thing, but okay.
Yeah.
I think you could still throw them if someone was invisible and it just, like...
Did nothing?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if it did nothing or if it still hit them. Because it's a random person, so I think that can go through invisibility, can't it?
Hard to say.
Maybe if it's their airborne? I don't know.
Maybe.
And then the good old Teisatsu's power, Turn to Smoke, no longer displays a banner when there isn't any available tiles for the power to create attack tiles on.
Well, good then.
Yeah. So there you go. There's your super up-to-the-moment 118s. With Scooby-Doo. Oh, here's one that we noticed. I mentioned it to Ray. He had noticed. And I don't like it. Frankly, sir?
No, sir. I don't like it.
Character restrictions have been removed from story events. So starting in 117, you can pick a character and fight against them in a story. I don't like that at all.
Tell me more. I'm confused and I don't even understand what
you're
saying.
If the computer is playing Moonstone, I can have Moonstone fight Moonstone in a story. I don't like that.
Yeah, that's a little unnecessary.
Character restrictions will not change for cases where the character is not available for story reasons. So Wolverine still won't be available in the early parts of Enemy of the State because, you know, he's doing his own thing.
And every time it's a heroic version of one of the prologue missions, everyone will still be X'd out.
Yes. Right. I'm sure you can't pick Hulk and, you know, when you're chasing Hulk around the world.
Right.
Picking up, you know, bomb parts. But yeah, I like the fact that the people were locked out because they can't fight themselves. Don't make sense.
Right, and can...
So, no me gusta.
So it's only in story mode, though.
Yeah. PvP, you could always do whatever.
Well, no, but I guess Deadpool Daily counts as story mode.
Yes.
So, when it's Batman Day, I can use one-star Spider-Man.
Correct.
You can, and I have.
Crazy!
Which means...
Totally shifting over to one-star Spider-Man.
Yeah, because one-star Spider-Man is awesome.
He is the best!
So Peter Parker can totally go and beat up on Peter Parker.
Yeah, I really wish I knew they were going to do that before this AP problem hit, because I've been stuck with Juggernaut needing 10 per. Hasn't been fun.
So, yeah. So go get yourself some one-star Spider-Man.
One-star Spider-Man, here I come.
One-star Spider-Man, here I come. Right back where I started from. Open up them pearly gates. Spider-Man, here I come.
Oh, man. It was a little rougher than usual, but I secretly enjoyed it. Don't tell anybody.
I think that's it. Sure. Ray, what's in the mailbag?
Oh, quite a bit. I toned it down a little bit because there were some good comments that I left off. That's all I'm saying. There were a lot of comments about cheeses. Apparently, my comment about brie really took off.
Brie's delicious.
So, hey, thanks for all the comments on what cheeses you like.
I like Allison brie.
Yeah, also delightful.
Very delightful.
So Chasticism on the D3 forum.
Woo, that's a name.
Yeah, he's commented before. He said that in regard to episode 71, so he's a little bit behind, but that's okay. There was a suggestion on respecking Winter Soldier for team-up giving purposes. There was a change made at some point that if you had a character champed, all the team-ups that you send out will be at 5 covers, regardless of how you currently have them specced. So there's never a need to respec your character to do a team-up anymore. I just thought that was useful
knowledge.
Yeah,
it's very helpful.
Yeah.
That's a good little tidbit. I will counter it with a non-useful tidbit
that I
learned this summer. This is back to your other comment. So here's some brie cheese etiquette from a party that I was at where I got chastised by the host.
Okay.
Turns out, when you cut the brie, you're supposed to cut it lengthwise along the edge, because brie is grated, you know, from the tip being the softest and the outer towards the rind being the hardest, and the softer parts are more desirable. So if you just chop off the tip of a wedge of brie, you're kind of a jerk.
All right. There you go.
That was my cheese shame from one of my cookouts this summer. So if you're eating brie cheese in the company of others, don't steal the delicious creamy part at the end and leave them with just the sad rind.
I would have no idea.
There you go.
But to that, all I can say is, qui a coupé la fromage? I don't know if anyone gets that reference, but...
If it's anything other than a Dexter's Lab reference, I don't get it, because it turned into one in my mind.
Not Dexter's Lab. No.
I don't get it, then. Tell me more.
It was a Freakazoid. Freakazoid.
Oh, reference. That was a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was his French lesson one day, was qui a coupé la fromage.
Oh, man, that show was underrated and underwatched. I have all of those on DVD.
I don't know why that should surprise me, but... Hey, we made reference to Dr. Horrible, and it's showing its head again. Chloe mentioned that the girl that Craig said, there was a girl on the show.
Yeah.
Is Felicia Day.
Yeah, she sounds familiar.
Yeah, if I'd have known that, I would have mentioned it, because Felicia Day is quite pleasant.
What was I talking about? Because I don't even remember.
It might have been you, it might have been me. We were talking about who's on Dr. Horrible, and it was Nathan Fillion and Neil Patrick Harris and some broad. And some broad turned out to be Felicia Day.
Yeah, she's that person that you guys keep telling me is a celebrity, and I still have no idea who she is.
I have never made that claim.
Yeah, I remember she was... Wasn't she the one that was at BlizzCon, and I went, who is this person?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was there. I remember that.
No, we talked about it on the show.
No, that does not ring a bell.
It should.
I'll go back to that episode. I will reel back the tape and find out.
No, as Ian says, she is a delight.
Okay, I still don't know who she is, so...
She was in Dr. Horrible's...
Oh, well, that clears it all up.
There you go. I'm so helpful.
And she was in Buffy. She's a friend of Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton? Will Wheaton?
Hey, on with the comments. Texas Moose says, he thought we were a little too dismissive of Star-Lord's purple. Craig wasn't.
I love that power.
But he says it's one of a handful of favorites of his, and that it can be Star-Lord can be played at any build. Basically, as long as you have 2/5s. 3/5/5, 5/3/5,
sure.
Or 5/5/3. He says that he likes to keep 5 yellow and 5 purple for goon countdowns, or if you have a stronger red person. So, the purple. Here's a little bit more information. And his stats are from level 280, because that's where his Star-Lord is. But for 10 purple, or more likely 8, since he does the reduction, you place 3 countdown tiles, which we all know, but each do 567 AOE plus 1,000 to the target. So at first glance, nothing that earth-shattering. But with 3 tiles, that is a grand total of nearly 8,300 damage. It's 1,700 AOE total plus 3,000 to the target. So, and this is directed at me, because I completely underappreciated the damage that it did. And now that it's been spelled out, it's not nearly as useless as I originally thought it was. So, I there you go, Craig.
Hooray. Huzzah.
I'm going to try and get this in the right order. So, Jaden Call wanted to defend War Machine's powers.
Oh, boy.
He says he thinks the countdown tiles are supposed to represent the time waiting for the barrels to spin up to full speed. And if you think that's a long time, think about how long it takes for one of the hammer goons to load, aim, and fire his rocket launcher. Or pistol, for that matter.
Goon on the street from South Jersey is not a guy flying around in a $700 trillion piece of equipment.
Aestheticist said, "You just compared War Machine to a goon? Ouch."
Although, hey, with Carol, he'll be much better.
Yeah, sure he will. Punisher 5784 then responded with, "I think of War Machine as a playable Ultron Sentry Goon. If he was a team up, or if he was on a team with two Ultron Sentry Goons, he wouldn't even notice who it was." poor War Machine.
Yeah.
Stinkbomb said that he had to disagree with Anime Rat about 5-star Thanos. He is phenomenal. His court death stuns the enemy, plus deals substantially less to your team. Then there's his purple, which shuts down so many abilities. So a little bit of a argument back and forth about 5-star Thanos. And then Parandiac asks to us, this question arose between a discussion with himself and an Alliance member. He pushes ISO onto the characters immediately, and Parandiac keeps his characters maxed out all the time. The other player waits until they are needed for Crash of the Titans and then levels them.
Absolutely.
Sitting on like 400k each, or 400k ISO. Which way do we fall?
Column 2. Column 2. People aren't getting ISO until they absolutely have to have it.
That's a true story. Any excuse for me to hoard things? It's really... really, really no excuse necessary, but absolutely. Every time they do a fix where they increase the raise level button, I've never noticed it because I either level max them or I get put no ISO in them. So they're either getting everything they need or
they're waiting.
They're getting nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. After being burned one time with I put a whole bunch of ISO into someone and then needed ISO to level. Yeah. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm waiting until somebody needs it.
Heck yeah.
Don't like being burned like that. D-Wing Illinois said that he's 100% with maxing the characters as you get covers, except for 5-stars, because 5-stars are staying at 255 until they... he doesn't have his 4-stars up, so he's keeping his 5-stars at 255 because obvious reasons. Again, that... okay. You got one guy. We disagree.
Yeah, right. You two could be completely correct, though. I don't know.
But you
think it's a fair issue.
In any way, you're 100% not correct.
But I feel like it feels less burdensome if you do it a little bit at a time. So I can see that appeal as well.
I can see it. I just don't agree with it.
Yeah, I'm not subscribing to it.
Jaden Call also said, "Can you just go back to calling him Leonard? There are too many Joes as it is, or maybe just call him the Joe formerly known as Leonard. Throw us a bone here."
Sure. We'll work on it.
Joe, formerly known as Leonard, says, I think Medusa would be a great fit for your Mr. Fantastic and Carnage tandem.
Great. Yeah, absolutely. I just can't wait till I get her somewhere useful. Super excited about it. And as soon as I get it ready, they're going to change Mr. Fantastic and I'll just throw it all away because it won't work anymore.
You think they're going to nerf him?
No, but they'll make his healing power not be as good or something. And then they'll make him do more damage. And his healing won't be as good, and it just won't play out.
Well, that won't happen until I get him near covered, so I'll let you know when that's coming.
Yeah.
And then there's an odd conversation about princesses, but I didn't put all of them in here, but Jeff Juggin said maybe D-Wing Illinois has, never read the Princess Bride book and has only seen the movie, but Humperdinck arranged for Buttercup to become a princess of some obscure place in order for her to become a princess so that he could marry her. So she actually was a princess in the book. Just clearing that up.
Yeah.
Jeff Cascadian, over at D3, said that on Naboo, the title queen is an elected position, so Amidala wasn't a princess before being queen. He also
care about any part of frickin' Amidala. She's...
well, she's elected. Wow. They elected a teenager to be queen, so...
ugh.
What do you want?
Man, movie's dumb.
He also commented that George Lucas doesn't seem to know what the word queen means. And D-Wing Illinois on the same topic said, out of curiosity, why is Leia still a princess? Who ascended to the throne ahead of her? And I think the answer to that is she will forevermore be the princess
Right.
Because
her planet is no more.
Right.
She can't become queen. It doesn't exist. It has ceased to exist. It is an unplanet.
Good reference.
Yeah, yeah, she's forever stuck in princesshood.
Right. You're not going to take her title away because her planet blew up.
Right, exactly. Just because, you know, of where you're from no longer exists doesn't really diminish your royal lineage.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you get elected as, like, senator one time, and people call you senator till the day you die, so...
Correct.
You know, so I think once you're a princess, you're in forever. You're in the club.
Yeah, it's a lifetime title.
Yeah. Now, here's my question. So say for, you know, as a reward or something, someone had made Han Solo, like, the Duke of somewhere.
Sure.
So when they got married, would she still be a princess, or would she then be a duchess?
She would still be a princess.
Yes.
Because
But she would probably have dual titles, right?
Sure. She would be a duchess, but the princess is a higher title.
Right.
Right.
You don't.
That's how
you don't.
In
your
England,
title
right?
doesn't. Right.
Because like
your title doesn't get diminished if you marry beneath you.
But see, like
you retain your title and you elevate whoever it is you've married.
Right. But see, Charles is still the Prince of Wales, no matter what.
Right.
So even if he would become, so I guess if he became king, would he become the King of Wales?
No, he'd become the King of England.
So would he still be the Prince of Wales?
Yes.
Hmm. Interesting.
It's similar to, and you can relate it to U.S. politics. If someone is a senator and becomes, secretary of whatever, they are always Mr. Secretary. You don't fall back to, well, he was a senator once. You're always a secretary at that point. And if they become president, they're president from then on, Mr. President, even after they're done. So you get to a certain point and that's what you keep. That's what your title is.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all straightforward, see?
Although Hacksaw Jeff Dugan just sent us a blurb Uh-oh. Saying that if Charles were to become king, which won't ever happen because his mother will never die.
Truth.
He will no longer be the Prince of Wales because that title is reserved for the first male heir in the line.
Oh, okay. So Prince of Wales will pass to the guy who, I can't remember, I don't know the difference between those two kids.
Yeah.
One's married,
Harry?
One's not.
Harry's the oldest one, right?
What's the other one's name?
I don't know.
Okay.
Fred.
Then Harry sounds good. Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
But you
That's
know,
informative.
But even if the you know she were to die, they're still going to skip him. He's never going to be king.
Why is that?
Because no one wants that old guy to be king. They're going to. No one likes him.
That's
like,
not how
England
kings
does
work.
Not like Charles.
That's,
they're skipping him.
That's certainly
not how kings work.
Nope. Totally, he's getting skipped.
Unless England is now Naboo, you're wrong.
I think he will be pressured to abdicate in favor of his son.
No, Tice.
Because he is unpopular and his son is popular.
That has no bearing on being king.
I'm just saying, he will not be king for more than like an hour.
I think your prediction is faulty.
Nope. Totally on board.
I say nay. His reign will be long and glorious.
How'd you become king then?
The Lady of the Lake held forth Excalibur, her hand clad in silvering. Shivering Samite? I don't know.
Shivering Samite, yeah. Hey, the last comment that I have, Big Beck 9, this is not a question that we can answer. He said, Anime Rat talked about some line rooms for updates on the slice totals. How do I get in one of those? My best guess would be to go to D3 forums, find a user named Anime Rat, and ask.
Yeah, I agree. Personal message Anime Rat through the forums.
That'd be quickest.
Would be.
There's now a bracket update thing in the Puzzle Warriors Discord channel.
Oh, there you go. Or you can go to there.
Yeah.
If you want to get to the Discord channel, you can go to puzzlewarriors3.com, and there is a Discord link on the right-hand side.
Wow, even better.
And Hacksaw Jeff Dugan will, you know, take care of that for you.
So there you go. Mailbag is empty.
Woo! All right, Ian, what time is it?
Oh, my goodness. I hope it is time for the featured character of the week, because that's what I brought.
It is!
Feature character of the week!
This week it's brought to you by Try Ascent Mousse. Who needs all those fancy melting waxes, scented candles, and sprays that could cause allergies? Try Ascent Mousse. Genetically modified pygmy mousse lives in your home and refreshes. Now in pine, lilac, and the original musk scent. Try Ascent Mousse.
Man, you had me at like genetically modified pygmy mousse. It didn't even have to make like refreshing scents for my house. I was like, that's happening.
I mean, who doesn't want one of those?
I don't know.
I mean, it's way cooler than those little pigs that people get.
No friend of mine. They
or,
all
you know, the purse dogs? I would much rather have a pygmy moose than a purse dog.
Oh my god, I agree. That would be amazing.
Imagine it have its little horns and he'd be like, it'd be amazing.
I would be the envy of Canadians and people from Maine everywhere.
You would be.
Well, this week, featured character is none other than the awesomest Hulk of them all. Good old Amadeus Cho. Let me see what I know about Amadeus Cho so I can give you a little background. And I don't know if it's accurate or not, but I'm just going to share it anyway because it's what I've been exposed to. Every now and again, I watch a cartoon called Spider-Man versus the Sinister Six. I think it's on Disney. Amadeus Cho shows up. He's like a teenage super genius. According to the Marvel Universe, he's somewhere in the top eight geniuses in the world. And on that show, he's in an Iron Man-style suit. But makes himself look like Spider-Man and calls himself the Iron Spider.
Because that's what you do.
Yeah, and then they fight together, and it's funny. He is also, Hercules for a while. Called himself like the Prince of Power or something like that. He carried around an adamantium mace and was super strong.
I thought he was like Hercules' sidekick.
He was Hercules' sidekick for a while as well. And now he is totally awesome Hulk. And according to this little bit, he's a 19-year-old Korean-American super genius and the world's number one Hulk fan.
Amadeus Cho.
Yeah.
Super genius.
Oh, Hercules. The same thing we do every
Hercules.
Night.
Why do you keep saying that? I hurt my back. Just let me lie down for just a minute.
Not that sketch again.
I love the Mighty Hercules sketch. That is gold. Gold, so, Jerry.
Gold. So somehow or yada, yada, yada. So somehow or another, since turned himself into the Incredible Hulk or just the totally awesome Hulk. I don't want to. There's copyrights and other such things. He comes with three exciting powers, green, blue, and black. And he is recently, and by that I mean semi-recently, been updated. So here is his newer information. Mastermind Excello, it costs 13 green AP. Let's see, it deals 333 damage and destroys a 3x3 block of tiles. If the team has at least 14 blue AP, it deals 352 extra damage. Otherwise, destroy 3 random basic tiles. Destroyed tiles, as always, do not deal damage or generate AP. Here's him going up some levels. More base damage, more bonus damage, more base damage, more bonus damage, more random tiles, more base damage, more bonus damage. And he gets to do that extra damage if you have 12 blue AP. And then more base damage, more bonus damage, destroying 7 random basic tiles. So, big time, Mastermind Excello is dealing 5,118 damage. Plus, if he's got 12 blue AP, he's dealing an extra 3,972 damage and destroying 7. It's an or destroying 7 random basic tiles. Sometimes he sees the math of it. It's a blue passive. At the start of your turn, if one does not already exist, convert a blue basic tile into a 3-turn blue countdown tile that deals 324 damage and converts 3 random basic tiles to green. Countdown tile converts 4 tiles. It becomes a... Didn't it start out as a 3-turn countdown tile? Or did it start out as a 4-turn tile? Converts a base into a 3... How is it... Oh, sorry. I've run into a problem because I didn't read ahead.
Yeah, mine is at one level 1. It's a 4-turn countdown tile.
Okay, there's a typo in what it... So it should be a 4-turn countdown tile. It becomes a 3-turn countdown tile at level 3. Then it deals more damage. So, level 5 maximum, it is dealing... It's a 3-turn countdown tile that deals 1,839 damage and converts 4 basic tiles to green. Oh, good old hot dog healing. Hot dog stand. It costs you 7 black AP. The Hulk heals for 315 health and converts up to 2 blue or green tiles, basic tiles, to charge tiles. Then he heals for more health, converts 3, converts 4, more health converts 5, more health converts 6. So at level 5 maximum, he is converting 6 charge tiles and dealing 920 health. And with that low amount of health, I've got to assume it's true healing.
It is.
Okay. Well, then, there you go. That totally explains itself. I don't know. Let me look. Green seems important. I don't know. This guy bums me out. I don't know too much about him. He's much better than he was, but I still am not motivated enough to even daydream about what it would be like to have a champed Amadeus Cho and how I would spec him. So let's say 5-3-5. That's all I got.
Well, I've actually been using him this week in the heroic event.
Right on.
I have him hanging out with Red Hulk.
Okay.
I have him at 5-5-2 because that's just what I got.
Right.
He ain't so bad.
Sure. He doesn't look bad.
I mean, his punch is a little expensive.
Yeah.
13 green's 13, a lot of 13. Green.
Yeah. Still, that's a fair price.
But I just kind of use him to generate green for Red Hulk at the moment.
Yeah, he doesn't generate a lot of green, though.
Yeah, but if you hot dog heal, you get some charge tiles, and that helps out.
Yeah, sure. So I have him at 5-1-3, and I was hoping that when the sea, the math of it, got up higher, it would do more tiles. It does. One more. That's not a lot. But, yeah, the charge is okay. Yeah. He's still mediocre in my book. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Again, I'm placing the level 3 power as the blue because level 4 and 5 of blue only make the blue explosion do, you know, slightly more damage. Blue is not there to do damage.
No.
Like, I don't care if it's doing 324 damage or 472 damage. Meh. Both get a meh. Even 944 gets a semi-meh. You want those four random greens and the 3-turn countdown tile.
Yeah.
Instead of a 4-turn countdown tile. I mean, I can see Max, you know, when he's doing 1,800 damage at the max level at 5, that's respectable. But I don't know. I think the healing and the punching seems to be the way to go.
With the healing and the punching.
Noi!
Glaven.
I could also see a 5-5-3 maybe if you were just going to focus on, you know, just getting that damage off. But yeah, I mean, you're still waiting 3 turns for the countdown. It seems like the charge tiles
are 6 charge
more
tiles
useful.
Is helpful.
You throw him in with you know, Goddess of Thunder and the smite becomes just that much more powerful.
Sure. Yeah, I didn't consider that. I was just looking at the way he interacts with himself and yeah, those charged blue and green tiles to get you that extra damage on the Mastermind Excello.
Yeah.
Yeah, the blue ones kind of go to waste because, you know, you don't use blue.
Well, no, but you do need it to be at least 12 or 14 to get that extra damage with the Mastermind Excello. Once you get it there, it should just stay there indefinitely.
Yeah.
You're not exhausting it in any way. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying. But, yeah, I'm happy that there's no minimum requirement has been removed from hot dog healing.
Interesting. I didn't even notice. So I learned today that if you have 12 or more blue AP, it does extra damage. I've never had that happen because I've been using with you. I've used him for the first time the last couple of days with Rawl, and I've been using them with what's her name, Mystique, because I've been using her blue to make more purple and black. So I never knew that the 12 blue AP thing was a thing.
Oh, well, there.
Well, I mean, sometimes if you want the board shake, you don't want to do the extra damage. You want to blow up tiles. So,
oh, absolutely. I just didn't know that was a thing. So, yeah.
Right there. The more you know. Ding, ding, ding.
Thanks, NBC.
Oh, there you go. The all-new, all-improved, totally awesome Chulk.
Oh, and one thing that I would mention about him.
Yes?
Is he has some of the biggest hit point totals in the 4-star land.
Oh, good. Appropriate.
Yeah.
There isn't a situation where Hulk should have not the right amount of hit points.
The last time I did any looking around, Devil Dinosaur was the only character with more hit points.
Okay.
There you go. That was Cho, brought to you by a Tri-Ascent
Moose.
Yeah. All right, I got to pause for here, Ian, because something just flashed across my screen, and this is right up your alley.
Oh, no.
Have you seen this? That Taco Bell has replaced the taco shell with fried chicken?
What?
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 There's a new taco called the Naked Chicken Chalupa. The shell is fried chicken. The shell is made of 4 ounces of marinated all-white meat, antibiotic-free chicken with spices and seasoning. The taco itself will consist of shredded lettuce, diced tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and avocado ranch.
What you talking about, Willis?
It'll be $2.99. It will be featured in a $5 lunchbox.
It will or will not?
It will. Featured in a $5 box, which includes a Naked Chicken Chalupa, a Doritos Locos taco, a crunchy taco, and a medium drink for $5.
It's living.
But now we've gotten to the point where corn has been replaced by fried chicken.
I'm
on board because, you know, I love me some fried chicken.
Yeah, absolutely.
I hate Taco Bell, but I love me some fried chicken.
Oh, see, I love me some Taco Bell, some fried chicken. Everything about it. Every time a restaurant puts out some sort of, like, semi-horrible monstrosity, I gotta try at least one. Like, I was down when KFC put out the Double Down.
Yeah.
Where the sandwich was just chicken, with some cheese and chicken in the middle and then chicken on the other side. I was like, oh my God, it's a horrible idea. Put one of those in me, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the triple deluxe super giant Whopper with cheese.
That's
like 4.5 pounds of beef and bacon.
Yeah, then the Wendy's has some kind of like super duper baconator.
Yeah.
Wendy's triple bacon it. No, I can't do that. I'm lying. I'm already out. But that $5 lunchbox, the value's there. I gotta at least try it.
All right. Sorry. This thought went, my thoughts went straight to you.
Thanks. I think.
All right. Dine on the Vine. Let me tell you something.
Oh, all right. Good. I'll tell you something after this.
The nightmare is finally over yet again. Finally today, I got a yellow corks and was able to immediately give him like 8 levels after I had sold countless untold numbers of corks. So what I got left on the vine is a 3-star strange that I can't use.
Sad.
A couple more black moon knights, a couple
Sad.
Yellow kingpins, and a red 2-star Ms. Marvel.
The 2-star, I'm not sad about. The rest make me very sad.
Yeah, the Moon Knights and the Kingpins? Yeah. Even the Strange. I don't have him championed.
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah. Ray, what you got?
I have nearly everything resolved. During the last week, I was able to champion my X-23. I was
Woo.
Able to champion my X-Force Deadpool.
Woo-hoo.
I'm out of ISO again. And I now just have 3 covers dying on the vine, and they are all 3 purple bullseye for my 2-star. So, no big whoop. I have him at a 5-2-5, waiting for that 3rd black, and then he will be back on the rotation. So
nice.
Yeah, pretty simple.
I also have 3 covers on mine, and they're just 2-stars, also waiting to... I got, you know, but it's a bunch of... they're all 2-star Hawkeyes. I have him at like a 5 or 2-5-2. So I have 3 red 2-star Hawkeyes waiting to someday join in this Hawkeye modern that's waiting to be covered. So they may die, they may not. However, I do have some news. Mm-hmm. Thanks to a Lemony Snicket style series of unfortunate events and some inability to distinguish between, I don't know, days and hours and time just getting away from me, I had a death on the vine recently.
Oh, no.
It was the most epic kind that there's ever been.
Oh, this...
Ever.
I don't like where this is going.
No, emphasis on the epic. I somehow lost my 1 5-star Thanos cover.
Oh.
No!
Yep. I didn't get enough hero points to roster him. So I was getting ready to sell one of my 2-stars to make some room, and he just wasn't there anymore. And I was like, I thought I had like a whole day left. I don't know why I procrastinated, hoping I'd get those hero points and I wouldn't have to,
right,
you know, dump anybody. And I was like, I don't know how I misplaced a whole day, because I didn't skip a day of play. I don't know. I have no excuse other than, you know, this gnawing sadness inside me.
Yeah.
So yeah, death on the vine.
Sad yeah. story.
Yeah. I'd vote for a moment of silence, but this is a podcast and that would be awkward. So I will go and pour out a shot for my dead homie Thanos.
Oh, that is sad factory.
Yeah.
Rewards of the week. Hey, I got a 2 carols and a yellow corks.
I don't even know. I'm too stunned. Too.
Sorry. Sorry about that. I don't think I got anything noteworthy. You know, I got some stuff, but none of it was worth mentioning on the show. I got some great non-cover rewards. Ray and I just had 2 fantastic days where we got a legendary cover one day and then 25 CP the next day.
This is
Ooh,
true.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, so that really, that helped boost me right back up.
Hey, Jeff Dugan wants you to know that apparently on Netflix on Friday is the brand new Lemony Snicket Netflix series.
See, I thought it was already out. I do hope to watch it someday,
is it sans Jim Carrey?
I plan on procrastinating it for quite a while. What's that?
Is it there no Jim Carrey?
Did you say something about Drew Carey?
Jim Carrey.
Oh, Jim Carrey. What about him?
He's not in it, right?
No, he has been replaced by Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh my God, I'm totally on board.
I think Jim Carrey did an okay job in that role, but I can't imagine Neil Patrick Harris doing anything but a good job.
Right.
He did an okay job as Fire Marshal Bob.
He did do an okay.
Yeah, that's true.
That was the last time he did anything.
No way, Ace Ventura was a great movie.
Uh-huh.
Ace Ventura Nature Calls was almost a great movie.
Yeah, okay.
His butt talked at you. What more did you want?
I don't want that.
Oh, you're missing out.
No.
You're missing out.
All right, moving on. Let's open some tokens. Brought to you by this guy. Shout out to my favorite sponsor, this guy.
Oh, hey, speaking of sponsors, a couple of our sponsors who are really high-level sponsors who have been putting in just a nice amount of money now have their pictures on our website. If you go to PuzzleWarriors3.com and go to the about/contact page, you can see two of our most generous fans.
Modeling some sweet swag.
Yeah, they are.
So there you go.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
That sounds exciting. I'm going to go check out our page after I open these tokens.
More than one?
No.
Oh.
I got to be stingy with my tokens. I don't know when the next time I'll get 25 CP and a latest legends. Actually, I have a couple latest legends sitting here, but I am only going to open one. Let's go right over here to the number 5 above the latest legends word and see what Thanos gives me this week. All right, 4-star. Come on, Red Hulkbuster. Curse you, Sue.
Oh,
Bubbles.
This might be a first for the show. It was a green Invisible Woman. There's a chance I have that at 5. This might be the first time I've opened a legendary. Oh, it happened. It is.
Oh.
The first time I've opened a legendary token, and it has no value to me whatsoever. Normally, I'm nervous about 5s because I'm just not ready for 5s. Now I finally have a 4 that's a waste. Oh, man. I don't even think she's close enough to being champed. Never mind. Now I'm going to have to open up another one because I'm bummed out.
Do it, Rockapella.
Well, hold on. I've scrolled away from that page in my sorrow. All right. I'm never pushing that number button again. I'm out here right between the eyes and his fancy little Thanos hat. All right, much better 4-star. Oh, man! Come on, Reed!
You really? You got the couple?
I did. I got Imagine That.
Imagine That.
I think that's the only color that I have for him. Hope, but I don't think I have it at 5, so hopefully it wasn't 2 crushing defeats in a row, which means no more covers for me today. I do not deserve any more covers. Apparently the game is still in shock that I let that Thanos die. Man, I didn't even get the 2,000 ISO for it. It just burns me up. Yeah, that takes him to a 1-1-4.
Imagine that.
All right, I'm going to poke Thanos in his tiny little nose.
Okay.
And, I got me a purple covered 5-star.
Nice.
I'm hoping for another Thanos. I'll take a strange.
It's a red in the ledger.
It probably is. It is. Flames of the Saltine.
Ooh.
I believe that is my second one, which will put me at a... No, it's the third one.
Oh.
403.
Wow. 7 covers on strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's living.
Oof. No eye yet, but...
Yeah.
That would be nice.
But those 2 powers are awesome, though.
I was going to say... It can't even be fired anymore.
Man.
Unless there's a basic tile on the board, I guess that could happen.
Yeah, it could.
All right, I'm going to poke Darkseid in the face.
Stop that!
Oh, it's a sad 4-star. Oh, it's an unsad 4-star. All right, I'm more excited now. It
man,
is
I wanted
a Medusa entanglement.
Okay.
Right, I like on. That. Let's see. That gives me... My Medusa is now at 230. Still no hair metal, but she's working her way up.
That's amazing. It's like double the number of covers I have for her.
Yeah, it's because you just keep getting 5-star Doctor Strange covers, so shut your face. I don't hear anything out of you.
I was going to say, I was just looking at my Doctor Strange. Interestingly enough, I have him at 1 purple.
Oh, I'll trade you a blue.
yes.
I have him at 2 yellow.
Nice. That's where he should be.
I just know what's going to happen. I'm going to get him a 505 and be really sad when I get the next one.
I hope that happens.
I hope that happens really bad. No, I wouldn't be really sad at all. You're in no danger of needing to champ him anytime soon because it costs an unbelievable amount of purple crystals.
Can't even think about it.
Having him at 505, he should just wreck people's face all day long.
Well, that is true as well. I do have more, but I'm going to save them because I don't know what this next week is looking like as far as getting more tokens. So, and I have exactly 99 tokens right now. So,
gosh.
Wait, of what?
Total. I've got between my legendary, I've got a few heroics, and I have more than 90 elites.
I thought you meant of latest legends.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good job on saving up. So that way, next week when you're ready, or when next time you feel that you're ready, we can sit and Craig and I will sing 99 Marvel covers on the wall, and you can crack them all open.
Take one down, pass it around.
98 assorted Marvel cover tokens on the wall.
All right, that was the tokens brought to you by this guy. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
We are part of a podcast network that is called the soon-to-be-named podcast network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. It is a collection of fun and interesting podcasts on a variety of different subjects, all of which can be viewed at either soon-to-be-named-network.com or you can find a direct link to anybody else's podcast on puzzlewarriors3.com down along the right-hand side. Although apparently it's been moved around with pictures of our patrons forced into being corporate shills for us. So I don't know exactly where the links are, but they're there. They're prominent. Our page is exciting and up-to-date, despite what I've been told by various partygoers who are all wrong. So soon-to-be-named-network.com.
All right. I think that's all we got. Hey, new news from Ray is that you can now, if you're someone who uses the Little Green Robot, you can now find our podcast in the Google Play Store.
The Little Green Robot?
Yeah.
For the Android logo?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm not... Okay.
The Little Green Robot, which in no way looks like an Android. It looks like a little green robot.
Maybe he's just like the blueprint for an Android.
That's a terrible blueprint.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't say. Just not here to judge. Just here to make comments on a podcast.
But the important thing is, if you go to play.google.com/music and do a search for Puzzle, Warriors, Marvel Puzzle Quest, whatever, and look under podcasts.
Did you really make one of the keywords, whatever?
I did not.
You should
have. That would have been gold.
But if you search for anything regarding the podcast, the game, the podcast should show up on Google Play if you like it on Google Play. So there you go.
Sweet. That's all for this week. I want to thank everybody for joining us once again. As always, puzzlewarriors3.com. Comments, suggestions, you can leave them there. You can email us. You can email us.
Email us.
You can hit us on the Twitters. Or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit over on the Reddit. Or on the D3 forums. Until this show gets banned. I don't know. At some point. But that's all we got. If you want to throw us a bone, click on the Amazon banner top of our webpage. You buy some stuff. We get some pennies. Or you can head on over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy some shirts or something. Like the sponsored patrons on our webpage. As you can see there, fine pictures there. And, all right, make me laugh. Or you can, I don't know what I was even
You can about. Become one of those patrons.
You can become a patron. That's where I was going with that.
It's a good thing this podcast is almost over.
Seriously. Tired.
Yeah, you guys are all vacationed out.
Yeah, I got to recover. You can become a patron. We are reworking the reward for 3 and 5 star
We're going to hit you with all new reward levels anytime soon.
So, but don't worry. If you decide to sign up now, you will retroactively get whatever the reward is. We promise.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's it for now. Goodbye. And remember, kids, what you can't see, you can't catch. Just ask a prince, Prince Namor. Goodbye.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.
Thank you.